Hey everyone, this is Adam Ellenboss from Nightlight Astrology, and today we are going to continue our exploration of Venus's retrograde in the sign of Leo, which just began, by taking a look at some of the things that I believe will make this transit difficult. I started off by talking about why I think this is going to be amazing, and as promised, now I'm going to tell you why I think it could be difficult. Now, they're both there. They're both part of this transit, as there are light and dark sides to every Venus retrograde and just about every transit we talk about on this channel. I split this up a little bit. Sometimes I would toss them together into one video. I split them up a little bit because I'm on vacation and I'm trying to get some content out there for you guys so there's not just a big vacuum while I'm gone. But the kind of normal content that you're used to in terms of length and the types of videos you'll see, that'll be back next week when I'm home. So we are, by the way, people have been asking, you know, where are you going and so forth since I started mentioning this. So we are, first of all, it was my birthday. And then we are in Colorado at an herbal conference that Ashley is teaching at. And we're bringing the kids to because it's kind of an outdoor camping situation. So a fun family time at an herbal conference in Colorado. Every July, I typically take a few weeks off from all work to reset creatively. So I just really appreciate all the nice notes you guys have been sending, and I hope that you will enjoy this kind of modified content this week before we get back into the swing of things. At any rate, more on Venus retrograde today. Before we get into it, don't forget to like and subscribe. It means so much to me when you guys click that thumbs up, help the subscribership of the channel grow, contribute your comments, create good conversations around the topics of the day. If you ever have a story to share, use the hashtag grabbed and then mention the transit and then tell us your story in the comment section or email us your story grabbed at nightlightastrology.com. You can find a transcript of any of my daily talks on my website. And when you go over to the website, you can also check out my readings and courses. That's at nightlightastrology.com. And if you have any questions, email us info@nightlightastrology.com. Okay, so Venus is retrograde now in Leo and will be into September, all the way through the end of October, if you count the direct motion back through Leo. So these are the five reasons that this Venus retrograde will be difficult. Now, again, if you're like, this sounds like a bummer, just watch yesterday's talk where we discussed why this retrograde will be amazing. You may find that you land on one side or the other, but most people have a little bit of both in their experience of any given transit, especially those that last a longer period of time. The number one thing, if I had to, these are not in any particular order, but if there was a number one, this would be it. And it's challenges in relationships. Venus retrogrades, whether they are friendships, your social circle, a group of friends, relationships in the workplace, your lover, any kind of relationship can go through a little bit of turbulence when Venus is retrograde. It is as though growth is happening through our special others, that they provide a mirror, that they provide us with the challenges and obstacles that create the opportunity for growth. But I will tell you that Venus retrogrades for some people out there are going to be just hard when it comes to your relationship. You're going to have a breakup. You're going to find that you're in a relationship with someone who is needing more than you can give or doesn't have enough to fulfill your needs, or that someone's cheating, or that someone is not being honest, or that there's distance between you and someone else. And so that can happen during a Venus retrograde. And that's one of the toughest parts about the retrograde is the challenges that we face in relationships are legitimate and often very difficult. And so that's one of the things that you may notice and experience that I think makes this particularly challenging. That could exist in friendships where loyalties are challenged or tested. So just think it's normal, though, to go through a little bit of turmoil in my relationships during this period of time. And the place that Venus is located in your birth chart, the whole sign house of Leo, we'll give you some clues as to where those relationships might be focused. Soul contracts with other people can go through changes and transformation, and sometimes they are painful. Number two, and the rest are really in no particular order. Number two would be injured pride. This is the sign of the lion and a sign of the sign of the sun. And one of the things that can happen when Venus is retrograde in Leo is you to be honest, you can get your pride injured. There can be a sense of something that really hurts your sense of pride and your self-esteem. Venus retrogrades in Leo can do a number on your sense of being special, loved, important, unique, and it can challenge you in the way that it can be very humbling. If you have a big ego, you may find that the injured pride is just the medicine you need, even though it's painful to go through. That injured pride leads to a more accurate sense of who you are and what you're actually worth. And that might be a good thing, but it could still hurt. On the other hand, sometimes we have healthy self-esteem and it makes other people jealous or envious, and people will attack you. People will try to knock you down a peg just because you're happy. People will try to make you feel bad about who you are. And these kinds of things are the kinds of things that can happen when Venus is retrograde in the sign of the Lion. There can be incidents of injured pride, for better or worse. Some of them may be just what the doctor ordered. Some of them may be traumatic and painful. I think we can learn from them no matter what. But watch for incidents of injured pride. Number three is ego death. Now, this is similar to injured pride, but I want to go a little bit deeper to say that the way that we think of ourselves, the way that we value ourselves, what makes us special or unique, can go through a kind of death and rebirth while Venus is retrograde. We may find that something that we have thought makes us special or important is not really who we are or who we want to be. And so we're not going to continue on the same path, but the ego death is often painful. The realization that I am not meant to be with someone can challenge our ego's sense of who it is and where it's going in life. Our sense of purpose and our sense of the sense that we have a special calling. Most of us need these things to feel like our life is healthy and sane, like we have a stable center to operate from. We need a sense of being special and that our life is purposeful and that we are unique. There's a little piece of us that feels chosen. There are times in life where that purpose has to change or evolve or grow. In order to do so, there is an ego death that comes along with it. It's never easy, but Venus and Leo will create little ego deaths for us. Kind of similar to injured pride, although it's sort of more comprehensive. It's about the total picture of who you think you are and what your purpose is, transforming in a way that is painful, where there's an eclipse of the light inside our hearts, and we have to re-examine. Number four would be about loyalties and betrayals. Leo, a sign of the heart, a sign of the Lion, is a very loyal sign, the loyal Lion. But Venus retrograde in Leo can be about the transformation of our loyalties and perceived betrayals or actual betrayals, the way we betray ourselves, the way we betray others, or the way that others betray us. The shifting loyalties that we have toward other people or organizations or causes or groups or individuals, and those that have loyalty to us. And those transformations are often painful when Venus retrogrades in Leo. Finally, Leo is dramatic. Leo is a little Shakespearean. It's very theatrical. It's sort of big. And so when there is big and difficult drama in the sign of Leo, the difficulties can be more dramatic and more pronounced. There's a sense, like, it's almost like, again, I want to use the word Shakespearean, that the Lion has such a big dramatic theatrical presence that when things go wrong in the sign of the Lion, it feels like an epic. It feels like it's on the silver screen. It feels like it's an Academy Award winner, you know, and it's often a little bit on the tragic side. So you have the potential for a dramatic flair that makes the difficult or shadow elements of Leo more challenging. And so let's look at these in review. Five reasons that this retrograde could be difficult. Challenges in relationships that are the hallmark of every Venus retrograde. Two is the injured pride of the Lion. Three is the ego death, the more comprehensive transformation of self and purpose that can happen when Venus retrogrades in the sign of the Sun. 4 are about loyalties and betrayals and the shifting landscape of loyalties and the different kinds of betrayals that we may go through personally or relationally, betrayals of ourself somehow, or betrayals of others and others to us. And then finally, Leo is dramatic. So you got to watch out for things being a little bit more theatrical, a little bit more flair, a little bit more grandiose. And that can make the painful shadow stuff just a little bit more, a little spicier. So those are the things that I think could make this a very difficult retrograde. I hope that our two videos this week have set you up for the next couple of months here. We have a guest that will be with us this week, Alex Amorosi, who you guys know. He does monthly overviews and some horoscopes with me. He will be here guest hosting the podcast while I'm on vacation and presenting Venus retrograde in Leo horoscopes for all 12 signs. So really excited about that. Stay tuned. And I hope you guys are having a great week. We'll see you again soon. Bye, everyone.